Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's great to introduce Alice Ellis from VisionAid Technologies as part of the countdown to Site Village 2017. So hi Alice.
Hi Michael and Joe. Thank you very much for inviting us on to talk about some of the new and exciting things that we've got coming up for Site Village this year.
It's great to have you back, Ellis. I think you're one of our regulars every year, aren't you?
I think so, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I always enjoy these with you.
Brilliant. So do you want to start by giving us an overview for those who don't know what VisionAid Technologies have to offer?
Yeah, sure. So we're an independent supplier of basically, well, a huge range of assistive technology solutions for visually impaired and totally blind people. We've been going since 1996, so it's our 21st year this year, and we've been growing quite a bit over the last few years, and it's just nice to be able to offer such a big range of products. We're really, really passionate about trying to match the right product to the user's precise requirements, because everyone's different, and we've got sort of 10 different main product categories and sort of 20 or 30 different products at least in sort of each category from all the different manufacturers. Obviously depending on budget and what people need to actually be able to do with it and their specific visual impairment, their age, so all the different factors that come into it, we can try and help find as close to an ideal solution for them as possible.
I mean, that's the one thing I like about you guys is the fact that you are independent and you know, say a magnifier, for example, a video magnifier, you'll have from quite a low cost one up to a more expensive advanced one. I think that's a good to give you a chance to compare. So what sort of things are you going to be bringing to Site Village this year?
Well, I'll start with the magnification things that we've got first. We've got a an exciting new transportable video magnifier, which is called the Helix HD. The main advantage of this is that it's half the cost of anything that's sort of vaguely similar to it. It's going to be under £800. And I hope actually on most of the products we have at Site Village, we should be able to hopefully have some offers on for people that come and see them at the show. It's not going to be on everything, but on some of them will. And this is a new product that's being launched, so we hope to have something special on that one. But it's a proper high definition magnifier. It's very lightweight, only weighs just over a kilo. So sort of 1.5 pounds, or sorry, 2.5 pounds or so. Folds flat. And it's proper 60 frames per second, so it's really, really smooth when you're magnifying documents underneath it. It plugs into a standard television screen or computer monitor as long as it's got an HDMI or DVI connection into it. But it's really, really simple to use as well. It's got a Bluetooth control pad with it, with at least a four-year battery life on it. Really big tactile, easy to use dials on it. There's only 6 controls, but it does also have a magnetic simplifier on it as well. So for sort of more senior users, elderly users, it cuts it down just to 2 controls, zoom and color change. So it's sort of as simple as you can get it. In terms of other sort of slightly novel things it's got on it as well, it's the first system to have a multi-line mode. We've had many users asking for years that they like to write Christmas cards and things under their video magnifiers, but Christmas cards don't have lines across them for them to write straight across them. But this system has a multi-line mode, which you can adjust the number of lines and the thickness of the lines. So you can effectively create lines on any paper or document that you're writing underneath, even if there aren't lines there in the first place. So there's that, and then it's got a signature box mode, which basically means if you've got to want to write something in a certain area, you can define the area that you want to write on the screen, which is a big clear box, and you can obviously see your hand under the screen if it's magnified, and then it helps you sign in on a particular line or within a box as you're filling forms in or signing checks or things like that.
That is a really clever idea. That could be so useful for, yeah, I can think when I had some sight when I was young, when I was little, that would have been so useful at school.
Thanks, Jay. Yeah, it's a really good quality. The key thing is the image quality is still really good, and it's HD. But the price, the standard retail is £795. So it's not sort of a couple of hundred pounds, but the technology that's in it is really good. But the closest unit we've got to that is a product called the Prisma HD, which is HD. It doesn't have all the other bells and whistle bits on it, but it's that's £1,500. So it's nearly half the cost of that, but appears to have sort of some better functions on it.
Yeah, just on that one, just a matter of interest, because I know people for that sort of price point, that doesn't allow like a separate input so you can use the monitor for two devices, not split screen, but for switching between, just as a matter of interest.
Thank you. I missed that point out. It does actually have a HDMI switch screen built into it and a dedicated button for switching, yeah. So the nice thing on that is if you've got a user that wants to use it on a television set and you might have a Freeview box or a Chromecast or if you're more technically advanced or Sky Television or some other box on there, then you don't have to play around with the inputs on your on your screen. Or if you've got a device that only has one input, then obviously you can just chain it through the Helix automatically. And if the Helix is turned off, it still passes the HDMI signal through automatically. So, yeah, thank you for reminding that.
That's a clever bit of kit, isn't it?
We're quite excited about it. It's just, there's nothing sort of like it. Even the more expensive units don't have the HDMI pass through and the other functions that it's got on there as well. So, yeah, it's be interesting to get people's proper feedback. We showed it for the first time properly at CSUN a few months ago. And then again at Sight City in Germany. But it's not actually being released for about a month or so, but we've got the final units there to show at Sight Village.
And so what else is new for this year then?
We've got a nice 10-inch handheld unit. Probably seen that handhelds have been steadily growing in size over the years. It's the first 10-inch one that we've been able to offer. I believe Optelec do have a 13.3-inch one, which is getting very large for those. But this 10-inch is still at the point where it's light enough and slim enough to easily be portable. It only weighs 660 grams, so sort of 1.5 pounds. It's actually very similar weight to some of the 7-inch handheld magnifiers, electronic magnifiers we do. There's nothing really special about it, except for the image quality is excellent on it. It's also got one of the best distance viewing features we've seen of any handheld, which can rival some sort of, obviously depends on monocular magnification power that the user might be using, but it goes a good way to actually replacing some of the lower power monoculars for distance viewing, which some of the other handhelds say they do distance viewing, but as soon as you start zooming in, it just pixelates. But one of the novel features it does have, which is actually very useful, is digital panning of the image with a margin sort of set. So if I can try and explain, if you're looking at a newspaper page with a column, you can zoom right in on the column, and then there's a joystick. So without having to physically slide the unit across the column of newspaper text, you can just push the joystick to the right and it will scroll across the line of text as you do so. When you get to the end of the line on the newspaper column, you just push a button and it jumps back to the beginning of the line again. And then you can scroll across to read across the next line. So it doesn't sound like much, but it means that you don't have to physically grab hold of the unit with both hands and slide it across the page to read down a newspaper column, which you do with all the other systems.
And less chance of you losing your place, I guess, which is a tricky one when you're only seeing a few words at a time.
That's quite easy
to lose your place, isn't it?
Really good point again, Joe. Yes, yeah, thank you. Yeah. So that one, it's got the ability to store images inside its memory. It's got an HDMI connection to a television set like they all have now as well, so you can output onto a bigger screen as well. But it's not much more expensive than some of the 7 inches that are out there. The retail price on that one's $995. But the quality of it's good, and it's sort of getting to a screen size that then becomes very usable for people who do actually need larger magnification as well when they're out and about.
There's some really good products coming out at the moment as well, which is fantastic. So, I think you've got a couple of surprises or a couple of new launches which you're hoping to have on the store as well.
We have, yeah. We're very excited in that we're now launching into Braille devices. We don't like to supply we don't supply any products that we can't sort of properly support. So Braille's always been something we've not really got into because we haven't had the in-house knowledge to be able to train and support on it. But that's going to be changing over the next 6 months or so. We're really excited to bring, well, firstly, the HandyTech range of Braille displays and note takers as the UK distributor for them. And they've got some really exciting new products. Probably the most exciting one is a unit called the Actolino, which is a 16-cell refreshable Braille display, very compact one. But HandyTech, all the latest displays have some really nice technology, which is unique to them that no other Braille displays have. HandyTech's, the main ones are ATC, Active Tactile Control, which automatically detects where you are on each Braille cell. So it registers your finger and what pressure you're putting on every single pin on the display at the same time. So when you get to reading the end of the display, it automatically then refreshes the display without you having to touch anything to the next display worth of text, which is quite a cool feature when you actually sort of get to use it.
That's very impressive. I love Braille, as everybody probably knows because they've heard me bang on about it so often. So that sounds really exciting.
And then they use the example that on, obviously it's more important on the smaller displays where you need to refresh more regularly, but on sort of, I think it was sort of War and Peace, really big book, it saves you about 50,000 button presses at the end of the line because it just does it automatically. But it knows how you're reading it as well. So it doesn't, it's intelligent and it won't skip forward if it knows you haven't read right to the end. And then as soon as you release your fingers from there and you've read it at the right sort of speed, it then updates itself. It's sort of uncanny how it works. And that information is also really good for students learning Braille and teachers teaching Braille, because all of that, you can turn on a logging mode on their devices, which then stores all that information about how quickly you read each character and particular words then that you have difficulty in reading, because it can see you going back and reading them a second time or spending a longer period of time reading them. So it can really help teachers and students focus on the characters that they're struggling with to increase the speed that they can learn it at as well. So it's quite exciting from that point of view too.
Excellent. Sounds great. So any other surprises, as if that's not enough, but
what we're really hoping to have as well is the brand new Dot Watch, which has been sort of in, well, we first saw it in prototype form in CSUN. I think it was 3 years ago. It was 2 or 3 years ago now. But we've got working versions of it, but we're hoping to have the first retail units to showcase at Site Village. It might be the first retail units anywhere in the world for it. Basically, it's a very compact 4-cell refreshable smartwatch, Braille, which links to your smartphone, iPhone or Android. And enables you obviously you can read notifications from your phone. You can use it for telling the time, obviously. But there's built-in stopwatch functionality, just sort of basic things on it at the moment. But it's giving people the ability to, on the initial launch, to be able to read notifications on their phone and tell the time, basic things like that, without the need for speech. So it means people can read it, things like that, completely privately as people want to, rather than having a you obviously all the talking watches that are available, you push them and it announces to everyone what the time is. It doesn't sound like much, but it's something that we're quite excited about from that point of view as well.
Yeah, that sounds great, because nothing worse is, so you're in a meeting and you press your talking watch. That's one of the advantages of Braille.
And they hope to be bringing out a huge sort of slew of updates forward as well, whether it'll get sort of full screen reading capability for phones. We're not 100% sure yet. That's what they're moving towards, because they will be working on much larger refreshable Braille displays as well. They've completely developed a brand new Braille cell technology, which is uses it doesn't use physical sort of rods like the standard Braille cell does, but it's all magnetic based, so it can be much, much slimmer and therefore fit into a much slimmer profile. It's like something on a watch. So this will just be the first product for it. But then there's talks of sort of 64-cell refreshable Braille displays at much, much lower cost points as well, which could be exciting.
Some of these products are just such a revolutionary breakthrough products. And especially, I mean, everyone on the Braille has been crying out for lower cost Braille displays and things like that for years, and everyone's promising them, but they just, you know, they're still on the horizon. So hopefully that'll be another one what's going to be quite reasonable as well.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
So how can people find out more about VisionAid and get in touch with you guys?
Well, you can obviously visit our website, which is www.visionaid.co.uk. You can call us on 01775 711 977. That's 01775 711 977. Or you can email us info@visionaid.co.uk.
And I know you, Joe, you're really interested in the Braille, so I think you were just mentioning, actually off recording, there's another feature on the Braille displays you want to mention as well, Alice.
There is, Michael, thank you. I forgot to mention, silly. They've got another unique feature, which is concave Braille cells. Basically what that means is that the Braille cells almost wrap around your fingertips as you're going across them, which then means more of the eight pins are in contact with the sensitive part of your fingertip at one time, which then makes it easier and faster to read again. And that's a nice bit of technology they've got patented as well, which just isn't available in any other Braille display. And when Braillists sort of read with this, the feedback we've been getting is that they just sort of fall in love with it. So if people can come and have a long, come along and have a play with the units, then please do.
Well, yeah. Do head along, have a look, and spend some time with the guys at VisionAid. And we just want to thank you very much for, you know, going through all these products with us.
No, thank you very much, Michael and Joe, as well. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, Alice, as always. It's been a pleasure.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.